The Canadian dollar firmed up last week as a result of the new Brexit deal between England and the EU. The belief in the Canadian market is that this will bolster global trade, not just trade in the EU, but also in virtually every region of the world. Clearly, this Brexit trade deal is good for England, good for Europe, and it would appear that many experts believe it would be good for the world. This deal keeps free trade in place with regard to goods, but interestingly, virtually all other aspects of the EU agreements are not going to be available to Great Britain, and conversely, the Europeans will not have those provisions available to them vis-a-vis Great Britain. The principal issue, of course, is the movement of people, as that is going to be stymied and will take some time, I suspect, to work out, since they will now have to re-establish immigration operations. I would also note that Northern Ireland won in this arrangement because it remains part of the EU and therefore connected to the Republic of Ireland, with essentially free trade staying in place. Very important on many levels for the Irish. High Kite News reports that businesses, after 4 years of turmoil, hope for a stable trade policy from President Biden. I'm sure there will be disagreements over particular policies, but those policies are not going to be all over the place every other day, broadcast on Twitter, but rather they will be responsible, reasoned positions that will allow people to disagree, but nonetheless to understand that there is stability in the process. I would note from my many years of advising business that stability is extremely important, and although Mr. Trump provided some exciting and positive times, they were anything but stable. I recently read that a researcher had observed fish and an octopus hunting together, which apparently had not been observed previously. But the best part of this particular video was not the fact that while the fish and the octopus were hunting together, but that the octopus reached out with one of its tentacles and punched one of the fish, who apparently wasn't acting appropriately. It seems even the animal world has its bullies. I have to say, I got a great laugh out of watching that video, and as I shared it with my family, however, the chuckles were muted. The U.S. has paid dearly for its absence from the Trans-Pacific Partnership of 2017, as we have lost substantial GDP growth as a result of Mr. Trump withdrawing the U.S. from the TPP. The losses are in the billions, and it will be interesting to see how Mr. Biden decides to address that as he moves forward. It may be difficult to establish a way back in, but I think it's clearly worth exploring, as those kinds of losses are not particularly helpful to our economy. Margin accounts have grown to troubling levels. You could analogize it to the credit default swaps pre-2008. Once margin calls begin, it creates a geometric downward spiral, something to watch. China announced this week that they see U.S. relations recovering. Talks have started to resolve the Huawei charges, and we will have a new rational president. Congresswoman Stefanik received a stunning award from the New York Times editorial board. Most disappointing, while Rudy garnered class clown. Rudy's award is obvious. Ms. Stefanik's is based upon her hypocrisy of bipartisanship as she has become a Trump sycophant. Canada and the U.S. start the new year with familiar issues still in play. A closed border, softwood lumber, dairy, with the latter two going to arbitration. It looks like the challenge to the election will continue as the Senate has 11 who will join in. However, we know Senators Sass, Romney, Murkowski are no's, so Republicans lose in the Senate and the House. This is a pathetic attempt to appeal to Trump's base by people who are likely presidential candidates unless trumped by Donald. COVID keeps up its rampage. The vaccine is being distributed at a slower pace than anticipated. Nonetheless, it is a remarkable achievement to have gotten this far so quickly. A thought for the new year, which a longtime friend sent to me. Think where a man's glory most begins and ends, and say my glory was I had such friends. Happy New Year.